You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got THHT fam in the building. We're bringing them on in a second here. First of all, though, that Spenda episode from last week is online now. www.lfodradio.com, or you can go straight to the source. That's mixcloud.com/lfodradio. We also got the Still Gold. We got the Still Gold, Casso, AR Classic, Kyle Bent, and more up there. Or soundcloud.com/LFOD. That's got snippets, little 10-minute pieces of the interviews. The Alumni Cypher Series, our likes and reposts, New England Hip Hop, and some phone-ins and stuff like Ron Beattie, Mari, Slain, etc., etc. It also has 24 and 24, which if you haven't been tuned in, is what's going on right now. On March 25th, we got together with 24 of our favorite artists, and we recorded 24 songs in 24 hours over at the Bridge Sound and Stage in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And this is the hardest record out right now. That's a fact. So I stand behind it. It's got Paranom, Seti, Mertz, Rael, Lotus Taylor, Macedo, Rex, Tayshaun Taylor, Chronic Tone, Noel Poncho, Time and Lap, Casso, Bug Out, Ryan Easter, Prano, Bad Decisions Collective, M.Dot, Still Gold, Bakari JB, Mike Wing, Tim Nyan, Cody Pope, Ant Thomas, and Darius Haywood, plus production by a whole host of talented individuals. I can't believe how solid this project is front to back. Check that out if you haven't. Hashtag 24 and 24. Huge shout out to Alex Allenson, Lightfoot, The Archetype, everyone at the Bridge Sound and Stage, Table Manners holding down the release party, Mass Apparel, Lord Hobo, Booger Money, Stolen Spirits, and Unreal for making it all possible. Like I said, that's all on LFODradio.com. If you're on Twitter, at LiveFreeODRadio, hit us up. Instagram, Facebook is LFODRadio. We're going to be talking to these kids in a minute. These young adults who are here as part of the Hip Hop Transformation Project. If you're an artist tuned in, submissions at LFODRadio.com. Keep it clean, send it over. And I caught this flu that's going around, this like last minute flu that everyone's getting. So I'm not going to talk too much today. We're going to let them have the airtime. But it's not that bad being sick in nice weather. I just sat outside in a chair and kind of stare at the sun for a day. I mean, it sucked, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't as bad as when it's cold and et cetera, et cetera. So if you get sick, just, you know, do that. Just go sit in the sunshine. Anyway, we're going to kick things off with, we actually had two hip-hop transformation graduates, alumni, who are also LFOD alumni, who are on this 24 and 24 project, which is an important point. Everybody on this project is tied to the show in some way. 90% of them have podcasts with us, so you can get in tune with your favorite artists off the project. You can learn more about them, LFOD Radio. And a lot of them have been in the Alumni Cypher Series, which is every July. We do live on-air cyphers with all the past guests, which there's been some crazy lineups on that as well. So anyway, Lotus Taylor is a former Hip Hop Transformation Project member. I believe he mixed the last album, not this one, but the one before it, and he rapped on the first one. So this is his record off 24 and 24. It's called Changes. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Yeah, because that show was like boom and a half. Check, check. Yo. Times are racing different phases. Yeah, I swear to God I hate these changes. Days are darker, light is sacred. I swear to God I hate these changes. Check, check, check. This is just another soft story of a free spirit on a journey trying to do right. Pay dues, stay away from squares. Make moves, still walk the same. Talk the same, same manager, same studios. I kill the stage, lead the stage. Who's in my face? Same bougies, well, cause I'm a real one. Fear none, hit the bodega for the air one. Same air code, slide through if you owe a debt. We'll find you, said sixth grade, took my first flight.
16, had my first fight. Made 500, my first lick. Trying to make it back on that turnpike. This shit been the same since Shay passed. This shit been the same since Corbin died. These niggas still walk the earth. I know in spirit y'all immortalized. Pour it out for the dead homies. Skip town if the feds on me. Trying to get the chicken, take a minute. Listen, this the expert mission for the best only. Soldiers falling like autumn leaves. We all know the rats want the cheese. They'll set you up for a meal ticket and dab you up and y'all still kicking. Nightmares and I can't erase it. No love in these smiling faces. Can't adapt to these damn changes. Why? Times are racing different phases.
Times are racing different phases.
I swear to God I hate these changes.
Swear to God.
Yeah. Days are darker, light is sacred.
Days are darker, light is sacred.
I swear to God I hate these changes. Times are racing different phases.
Debate with the critics, and then y'all can tell me how y'all feel when I'm finished. So after this, y'all won't feel so suspicious. Honestly, the pain still hurts, though I hate to admit it. I'm still recovering. I cut the bad fruit with the quickness. My ex cheated on me, and I was quick to forgive it. So she lied to my face when I asked if she did it. And even to this day, she always asks for forgiveness. But I can't spend the rest of my life just trying to hate her. I learned not every girl that you meet is gon' need a savior. And if a nigga takes your girl, he was doing you a favor. Honestly, fuck them both. They gave my walls extra layers while my new girl's trying to take them down. And if you ain't hate me then I guarantee your ass gon' hate me now. I have my chest up so high, you'll pray that someone takes me down, see? I never learned how to love myself until recently. Probably wonder how I got over that shit so easily. You get a different mindset when people do you so greasily. So I don't hear them talk, I'm letting the action speak to me. And all these rappers around me, they ain't half as nice as they claim. And I don't know if it's their ego or appetite. Seems like nowadays everybody's rapping for bragging rights and talking about some issues no one cares about when they grab a mic. Like who makes more money than who? And who's not paying their bills? Or who's
smoking on who and who's not keeping it real. And it's sad because they blind to it all. That designer don't disguise who you are. See, I've been through problems in my life that only time's gonna solve. But I always learned to rise from a fall. And I had a couple people tell me I shouldn't write it in songs. But how else is it gonna get resolved? See, I think about a lot. I always think about who I used to be. How everybody left when they would start to get used to me. And how I used to think everyone around me was using me. They probably still talk about how insecure I used to be. And it sucks cause one of the homies I fucked with tried to fuck the girls I fell in love with. And our friendship ended because he made assumptions about this girl that he fucked. And he said I can't be trusted. It was all some dumb shit. And I'm still disgusted. We done been through it all. Man, we was fucking brothers. And we couldn't fix that shit with a small discussion. And I wonder if he's out, if he'll still discuss it. And I won't lie, man, his energy still makes me nervous. They ask about him, I just say he ain't my favorite person. He got demons in his life and I can see him lurking. And he's been going through some ish and he don't deserve it. I know he don't deserve it. I tried to keep all my thoughts in a capsule, but all that ever did to me was tighten my shackles. I watched anxiety turn me into an sad, even though my skin is so fragile. Cause it'll be some days I feel like I'm fighting a losing battle. Then other days I'll rush the world with a tackle. How I keep the balance when reassurance has always been my biggest challenge. Fuck it, man, I'm taking action. Fuck the fake, fuck the bullshit, and fuck distractions. Till I'm living out my dreams, man, I ain't relaxing. If you hatin', guaranteed you won't get a reaction. Unless you give him money or a place I can stay, then I won't give a second thought to anything that you say. And if you counting favors and you start acting like I owe you, then I'm gonna trust you about as far as I can throw you. And I didn't write this ish to provoke you. And I'm hoping that the ego don't expose you. You still have my respect. I just need to know I need to keep my boundaries in check. You still have my respect. I'm tired of being trapped in a prison of my own mind. See, I have to be realistic. I can't lie to myself no more, man. So I'm gonna have to get specific. Hey.
Keep game. I just want love for all my people, man. That's it. I'm tired of talking, man. Let's go.
Cops is dangerous, endangered us. Have your brains in the air from one hit like angel dust. Actions when intentions to anger us. Took shackles off but the system anchors us. Please officer, don't take another brother's life. Took a kid from his mother and a husband from his wife. Now what a shame, I got nothing but the system to blame. Either killing us on purpose or need to work on the aim. But the flow hotter than flames, I'm taking hate out of these lanes. The beast was never dead but I don't know how it got tamed. Unleashed with a stronger mind, filled through insight as if I'm blind. To see that man cruel but isn't it mankind? What kind of man would kill a brother with his hands up? Same type to take a homie away for getting his bands up. It ain't a'ight. Now I'm feeling like I wanna fight. Cause I done had some warm summer days but cold summer nights. I was hurt but I'm gonna be a'ight. I was hurt but I'm gonna be a'ight. Man, I was hurt but I'm gonna be a'ight. Took the pain and the stress, man, that's something that's like. Either no feelings or just keep them held tight. Cause I heard love would get you killed, but I ain't living with hate. My mind, soul, and body in a debate. And my heart tried to get in it, but simply doesn't relate. Body filled with anger, so it tries to educate. To channel the power that lies beyond heaven gates. But how? Now confusion hits hard in the heavyweights. Start feeling the pressure like reps with heavy weights. Close my eyes, take a journey through different mind states. See your body, do whatever your mind states. I was hurt, but I'm gonna be alright. I was hurt, but I'm gonna be alright. Man, I was hurt, but I'm gonna be alright. Took the pain and the stress, man, that's something that's like. Energy that's continuous, constantly dicing into this infamous limitless. Purest and even wickedest, entity of the centuries. Lending powers of legacy, left in me by ancestors. So enemies, no threat to me. Living for the future cause they're scared of me potentially. Either pick up a pen or see more in the penitentiary. Freedom will be obtained with the knowledge that has been sent to me. In the purest form through my focus, giving me strength to Hercules. With the power of Moses, people's behavior like poison. Took the deadliest doses, stabbed in the back so many times. I could've had scoliosis, but I keep it to myself, not even my mama noticed. JT, T-double-H-T, shout out my God Lifer, man. I was hurt, but I'm gonna be alright.
I was hurt, but I'm gonna be alright. Man, I was hurt, but I'm gonna be alright. Took the pain and the stress, man, that's something that's like.
All right, that was Pain from the Hip Hop Transformation. Before that, we had the brand new one from Tayshaun Taylor, Specifics off 24 and 24. Definitely the rawest record on there. He aired a lot of things out, which was one of the dope things about the project. People didn't have to get deep, but they did. And before that, we had Lotus Taylor with Changes. But now we have the Hip Hop Transformation here. What is happening, everybody?
What's going on?
How we doing?
So, if we could real quick go around, let's go left to right, and just introduce yourself, who you are, so people know your voice.
Oh.
You can move the mic so we can get to it.
Oh. All right, my name is Reese. I'm the only dancer of the program.
Hi, I'm Talia. I'm a singer.
I'm Chris. I'm the producer.
My name is Anastasia. I'm a songwriter.
Eric, easily E, just one of the mentors of the program.
That's what's up. So, Reese, you produced that track, right?
I'm Chris.
Chris.
It's all good. Yeah, I produced that one.
Tell me about it.
Well, so the whole idea for the album this year was to focus on the current events. And, you know, there was a lot of, things going on with, well, between black people and, you know, the law. So, one day they called me in from the studio. I was just, you know, hanging out, listening to some other beats. And they called me in and they said John had, you know, some lyrics that he wanted to rap to a beat. And they said, you know, do you think that if he spat those lyrics to you, you could make a beat around it? I was like, sure, okay. So I listened to it, recorded it. And the beat that you guys just heard was a completely different beat. So it was nothing that was like going through my head. So I listened to it a couple times, and I'm actually glad that, you know, the beat that I made right there was the actual beat for the song, because it really gives you a feel for what he's talking about. You know what I'm saying? Even if, you know, you separated the lyrics from the beat, you'll still like get the same message, you know? So I feel like his lyrics could really ride on that beat, and it could really touch you, you know what I'm saying, and make you think. And that's what it's done for all the people who listen to it. So that was, you know, it was a quick process, but, you know, the end result is terrific.
Absolutely. Was that new for you? Do you often do the beat first or the lyrics first, or?
Well, before TWHT, I wasn't really, you know, producing. I was just, you know, dabbling in the beat making, or I guess you could say, a little bit. But I've never done that before, where, you know, I would get lyrics and then make a beat around it. It would be, you know, we make a beat, and then whoever wants to sing or rap on it, they'd hear it, and, you know, whatever comes to them, they write it down. But this was totally new for me. Totally new. And it's crazy because of the way how it flowed, you know what I'm saying? Came out great.
Absolutely. It's a strong record for sure.
Mm.
That's one of the things I like about TWHT, is it pushes people in new directions and stuff. So did you produce anything else on the album, or?
Yeah, a couple of the songs I helped to produce Into You, along with my man Reese here. We were pretty.
I knew he produced something.
Yeah.
I was just kind of like one of the co-producers. Like, my guy Chris.
Get right into it.
Right. My guy Chris over here is like the main producer. I was just kind of like one of the co-producers. Like, I still like help produce some things. Like he said, Into You, like some of the little things, like, you know, like hi-hat rolls or like basic drum patterns. But like, you know, him for like other songs, like he said, Into You, but there's also punchlines that he produced. That song is crazy, especially the beat, like, dude.
Yeah.
And
That's the Godzilla to a house cat song.
Yeah, that beat
is
crazy.
I was in the studio with you guys while you was doing it, but I seen the live video when you found that little vocal sample that you added to it.
For which? Oh, for
Punchlines. Paint?
Oh, Punchline? I don't even remember how it goes, to be honest.
Like, I'm not gonna try.
Let's hear it.
try it.
I don't know. It sounded Eastern, like it kind of had like an Indian influence to it.
Middle
Eastern
beat.
No,
hold on. No, I don't remember. But hey, let's just leave it out. It was a crazy beat.
Yeah,
it's a crazy beat.
Yeah, he's a good producer too, because he helped me out a lot, and especially with NT, like. That was what the second beat we made, but it was one of the best.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, because it's a dance hall beat, you know.
Okay.
And that's new for TWHT. So yeah. we brought a new face to TWHT. Excuse me, but he's made, you know, beats for himself that he's danced to, and those are dope beats.
I love watching it grow, because there definitely weren't as many different elements in it at the beginning. It was still dope, but people didn't quite know what was going to happen, or what they'd stumbled upon, or what it would turn into. And then it's just like, every time it's like, whoa, you guys are doing that now there's this, now there's... if people want to hear the project, if they want to see if they can match the vocal sample what they just heard, where's that at? Where's the best place to get it?
SoundCloud. It's a whole nother separate page from our official page. So
like, I saw that.
Transformation. It's under the Hip Hop Transformation, The Matrix 2017. And there's other platforms. I believe Spotify has it. And if you have premium, it's easy to download. It's on my phone. It took like 5 minutes. And yeah, it's basically the platforms that are the easiest to get to.
Yeah, I say SoundCloud's the easiest. Yeah.
Just search The Matrix 2017.
Yeah, The Matrix 2017, The Hip Hop Transformation.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the album will come up.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
I found it. It can't be too hard, you know. I had a link.
And dude, it was crazy at the beginning, or the second week into the program this summer, because before, like both of us, we kind of like dabbled with producing, but like we wasn't like all that like. My old beats was like, I didn't even know what a hi-hat roll was. Like, my drum pattern was weird. And like you said, NT was the second beat we made compared to the first beat we made.
And the first beat, nobody's gonna hear that. It was okay. Everybody was hyping it up, but you know,
you gotta start somewhere, man. If you don't put it out there,
right?
Like, so you can crumple it up and throw it away. Like, you gotta.
Yeah. We had to let them listen to it. They wrote what, like, chicken sizzle sizzle. That's what it was called. Lotus was right to a quarter. He was right.
Chicken sizzle sizzle.
Chicken sizzle sizzle.
Sizzle sizzle. Pull the chicken off the gristle, clean it, keep it clean like a whistle. Fire.
Still remember that?
Oh, she could do it.
Save it.
We're good.
But yeah, when we made Into You, everybody went wild. I'm telling you, the energy in that whole building was crazy, because it was new, it was fresh, it was beautiful.
Are they around you while you're making these, or are you showing up with them? Like, what is? Can you describe to the listeners what a typical day at THHT is?
Right, so after we gather, in the beginning, the like everybody would separate. Rappers would go in one space, producers in one area, singers in another. And rappers and singers, they write, you know. Producers, we would go into the studio, and then we'd sit there and we'd talk about like what we want to do, right, Reese? And Lightfoot, he one of the best teachers, man. It was crazy.
Huge shout out to Lightfoot.
Right, my man Light. He, like, before, in the beginning, he taught us how to use Reason. That's the software we use, Reason 9. After, you know, we got a feel for it, he would just hang back and let us work. And, you know, he'd guide us, because if we didn't know what to do, we'd be like, you know, Light, how do we do this? Or should we do this way or that way? You know, so... He was just like, you know, watching over our shoulder, and the advisors like E or Flash would, you know, walk around, check up on us, see how we're doing. And we really had our own freedom of creativity to do what we wanted. But we all had to keep that idea of, you know, what the theme of the album was supposed to be. So.
What was the theme?
It was the exact... Can you remember? It was like...
It's a mix of two themes, kind of like...
She's got it.
So
let me tell you.
They don't know.
I can't remember.
We kind of collectively, like at the end of the program, we had no idea what we were going to name the album. Mm-hmm. So we came up in like September, early September, like, what do we want to name this album? Like, what's the main message of this album? Like, well, we could call it the transformation, like changing over time, doing this and this. But no, the matrix, like stuck in between two things, but you're still pushing forward, making progress, but keep like blinders, like blinding it out, staying in your matrix and doing what you need to do.
So you each have your own personal matrix.
And collectively.
Yeah, and it's interesting because that kind of ties into like how, like the order of the songs too. Like the first half of the program, since one of the themes we were covering was police brutality, we had and like issues with the law, we had like half of our songs, you know, deal with those issues. And then other songs like Into You or Punchlines or stuff like that, or there's no, oh, Nothing You Can Do, that song's nice too. Like those songs were kind of like the songs like makes you feel better, like you're looking up, like yeah, you're living in an America that, you know, it's pretty hard out here, but you know, you always have something to look forward to, at least
there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah
you can't get... Yeah, if all you look for is the negative, that's all you'll see. But there's still, you know, possibility.
It's like that keep your head up type music, you know, that, Nothing You Can Do, that song.
Yeah.
That would get you jumping, clapping, whatever, just like looking into the future.
You need that, man. I hate when people just, you know, drive you down. It's like, I know, it's rough. That's good. I like that you guys have the balance of that. You guys have... We're going to talk a little bit more about the album in detail when we come back, because there's a few themes that popped out to me. But I want to play this Into You, because you've been hype and you've been gassing this track up.
Yeah.
So this is the second track you guys produced together.
Yeah.
And people just lost their minds.
Yeah. It was crazy. All over.
Mainly because it was like a new aspect we introduced into it. That summer, we had... Oh, we could put dance hall into this. And then we also had the aspect of, oh, we finally have a dancer in the group. Nice. I'm just saying. And we had singers too. So three aspects into TWAC we introduced in one summer that like can stretch on to other summers. It's crazy.
Yeah. Could have edited it more, but you know, it's still a great song.
Yeah.
You can always... art's not done till you're done with it. You can always pick at it and mold it and do more. It's just like when you're done, you put it out. So that's what's up. This is Into You. This is Hip Hop Transformation. This is from The Matrix 2017. We'll be back in a minute. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Trans, baby. The way I feel when we move, it kinda got me. When I'm in my feels, there's a consequence. You wanna dance? That's awesome, then. My hips don't lie, catch up like the condiment. Keep this guy's a tune, it's our own rhythm. Buddies biting dudes, get their own rhythm. Keep this guy's a tune, it's our own rhythm. So buddies biting dudes, get their own rhythm.
The way I feel when we move, it kinda got me into you.
That was Into You, Hip Hop Transformation.
Mm-hmm.
The first dance hall record.
The first, definitely not the last.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. I like expansion. So I got to ask, so now that you have expanded and different things are happening, how does a dancer get involved? How does this come together like this? Because most people probably wouldn't necessarily even realize that they were, you know, it was something that they could join and be a part of. So how does this all come together?
Well, we all call the hip hop transformation. And so some things that people do remember and some people don't are the four elements of hip hop. So
tell them.
So there's MCing, there's graffiti, there's dance. Wait, damn.
DJ.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wait, I lost my train of thought for a second. I was going to say
DJ
dance
might
last,
be the most important.
The fifth element.
Oh, there's a fifth element.
Knowledge.
Knowledge, brother.
And that knowledge can kind of like connect with the rest of the four elements. Mm. But like, you, like, we were kind of missing the dancing element previous years. And I talked to someone who was in the program like years before, and they were like, dude, you should join the pro. Like, I wasn't thinking about, at first, I wasn't thinking about like producing like music to dance to myself at first. And then I got in and I was kind of like, let's just make that the job for a dancer, because you could, like, you already have your rappers, your singers, and your DJs, but you gotta include that that last element in there to like complete this, like, the circle.
Right.
Yeah. Also, Reese can tell stories with his dance moves. Trust and believe he can. So that's important, because you can also join that fifth element, knowledge and dancing. What they call it, b-boying too.
Yeah.
You can draw those two together. Bring them close.
Listen. I'm a pop locker, so yeah. It's still hip hop.
Well, we gotta get you. We gotta get you some of them. Cambridge has a rich history of that too, with Floor Lords and all them.
Floor Lords are crazy. What?
Floor Lords.
So there's definitely some young Floor Lords out there. Mm. So, how do people that want to get involved with you guys? How do they do that?
Well, right now I keep saying platform, but the main platform to join this program is through the Mayor's Summer Youth Employment Program. You can also volunteer. We've had a few people come volunteer during the summer, and they come either every day or a few times a week when they can. It's all about your availability and how much you're willing to put forth to this program during the time.
Mm-hmm. Also, you don't even have to go through the Mayor's program, to be honest, because we're looking for anybody who wants to, you know, be a part of this program. We got people coming from other cities other than Cambridge, like Talia comes from some of it, right? So she comes, she's not doing the Mayor's program, she don't get paid, but she's still in it, you know, for the music, right? And excuse me, this summer we're gonna have other people join who are not from Cambridge. So really, if anybody's listening out there, if you want to join, you can join, because we're always looking for new people.
Like, if you feel like you have something to offer, or if someone else feels like, if you have a friend who's like, oh, you're a good rapper, you're a good singer, like, try. It's always good to try. Mm-hmm. Like, when I first came into this program, I wanted to be a singer, but then all of a sudden I started writing verses, and I'm like, oh, this is better than singing. Like, this is better. You can find something better that you're into. Like, you can always move up from the spot that you are at right now.
Right, and you don't know until you start. You know, you got to get out there and get on the playground, see what's happening.
Playing the same.
So you haven't said a word.
I knew you couldn't call on me.
It's like I'm a calling.
Not like that. I just want to add on to what Courtney said. Like, basically, it's a good opportunity to go in and, like, you really discover what you really like there. You kind of find yourself and you figure out, like, you find what you like, what you're interested in. And, like, you're, for an example, like, if you're, oh, man. Okay.
Take your time.
Basically, you can, yeah. No, because, like, no, this is what happens. I try talking, and then I have so many things going on in my head, so then I try to keep up.
You gotta
up,
pick
then,
the words, yeah.
Okay, so...
How'd you find your lane? You found your lane with TWHT. Right?
I've always been a singer. Like, I like singing. And I would write my own stuff, but I never really, like, dedicate time to writing. But then Flash, he helped me, like, push me to write more and not just sing, but also, like, get more poetic with my stuff. Like, don't just sing all the time, but, like, sing talk. Not, like, rapping, but, you know.
Yeah.
Similar. Yeah, so I feel like I was able to learn how to do more than just the singing aspect. Do you know
what I hear you. You know what I mean? Yeah. You explained that really well. Thank you.
You think so?
Yeah, no, I do. It's tough when you have that much going on up there, and you gotta pick the right especially if you express yourself through singing, you know, you're not used, you know, this is different, this is talking.
Yeah, yo, she sound like a young Janae Aiko, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah,
she does. Yeah, she does.
Crazy.
See, that doesn't help the nerves either when you have that going on.
I didn't have to put that out there. She's a good singer.
Are you, so when we hear singing, oh, geez, and he hit her with the microphone.
He's booted.
Go easy. He's had enough mic time. It's your turn. Yeah. So are you, when they hear singing on the album, is that you for the most part?
When you hear singing?
On the album.
No, I only have, like, 2 songs, and I'm on a song with...
Lol, my name, Courtney.
I know, I didn't know which name you wanted, though.
It's whatever, you already gave me out.
Okay. Courtney. I have a song with Courtney.
Yeah.
And that's basically it. One is called Appreciate Me, and the other one is called That's Life.
That's Life?
Yeah. And the one with her is Budding Roses.
Oh, you're on Budding Roses.
Yeah.
Okay, we do have that, so we'll play that in a bit so people know what you're talking about.
We have 3 other singers too, Cyan, Kiana, and Casey, who do their own songs. They all collabed on Into You with Don, and John. And yeah, like, we have a lot of great vocalists, especially this summer. Everybody was really good on vocals.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I've noticed it, you know, at the beginning it was real. So that's what I noticed about how the albums have changed. The first album, I don't think any of you guys were there the first year, right? It's turned over. Yeah. So the first one was super, they were talking that talk. It was like, we are the best, you're garbage. That is like a lot of boasting and like, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, the fact that I don't think there were too many producers in THHT, so they were all an Archetype and Latrell. It was just big beats, and people were just talking. And Well, you know, like Lotus and the people that came out of that, like that's what he does. So, so you heard that, and then last year it started to change a little bit because then there were vocalists and singing more, and then now like you guys, there's a lot of records about relationships, about life, a lot of broken hearts. There's a dance hall record.
Trust me, I didn't see those breaking hearts coming.
You didn't see it coming?
I did not see that coming.
No?
But, I mean, they're good songs. Trust me, they're good songs. But I just didn't see it coming.
I feel like it's because we weren't, like, they didn't give us a topic. They were like, what do you want to write about? What is on your mind? Like, every day, but first 10, 15 minutes, sitting down writing in journals. It doesn't matter if you're writing lyrics or pictures, graffiti, all that stuff. As long as you're sitting down,
expressing
for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And it's like, well, here's what's on my mind, and here's what's going to be on my mind for the rest of the day.
Yeah, we didn't have any set in stone guidelines, so it was whatever, you know. And we got a very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Versus.
A colorful album. You know?
That's a cool way to go about it, though, so it's not like you're trying to make a certain song. You're literally making the songs in your head at that time. So
yeah.
That's what's up. So you guys are pretty comfortable then in that space. It's people feel like they can pretty much let it out, right?
Yeah. Anything.
I mean, it's your own time. It's not like time to sit around. Like, you can group up and work with other people, but it's your time to get what you have in your head out. Not to, like, oh, do you want to collab with me? Like, there's a whole day for that, but the first 10 minutes, get what's on your mind out.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you could ask. You don't even have to ask. You could be like, listen, I want you on this track.
Yeah.
You know? And it most likely will happen. So if anybody wants a feature, I'll be like, yo, Talia, hop on this track with me. She'll be like, what's it about? Give her a little, you know, sample. She'd be like, I bet. Go in the studio, record. Masterpiece.
Masterpiece. That's what's up. So it's almost like, would you say it's almost like a, I don't want to say like a therapy, but like you guys are.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Therapy in a way, yeah. Because, I don't remember who said it. Might have been myself. I can't remember. But TWHT is an outlet.
It's a great quote.
It's an outlet, really, for, you know, people like us, anybody even, to really get their thoughts out. We got to keep PG, but really, we get most of our thoughts out. And it just is put into great music. You know what I'm saying? The beats go with the lyrics really well. So it just pushes it even further, you know?
You guys have all the tools in front of you. Can't stress that enough. These guys give you so many tools and so many opportunities. So it's great to see you take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. So let's play this Budding Roses record, and then we'll come back. Would you like to intro it at all, or?
What do you mean?
I love your faces. I wish we need to get Facebook Live in here so we can.
This Budding Roses.
So this is one of two records you're on, though. These guys are all on a lot of stuff, and you're on this record as well.
Yeah, it's my song. She's doing
this. This is your song.
It's my song.
It's her song.
My song.
It's all. I would definitely, if I have one thing in the future, I'd like to see like the names of who's like featured on them in the track title, so we know, because it's just kind of like THHT fam and.
Yeah. It's kind of like, well, whoever's on it.
And then you have to guess, you know, whose voice is this? You know?
Also a fun game.
Yeah, fun.
It is. It's not always easy, though, guys. It's
right.
Not easy. You don't all have the custom ad-libs yet, you know. We don't hear the yak and like, no.
Oh.
So, is that yours?
Budding Roses. It's kind of about something like letting go of dead ends, cutting off, and like you can let them go, but there's an actual thing of like actually separating yourself from them.
Right. That's what's up. Now, did you strong arm her into the hook like he does, or
I was like, yo, I got this hook for you. Sing it right now.
And perfect.
We went over in the booth like 5-10 times. I recorded.
That's perfect. All right, this is Budding Roses, THHT fam. We're on Live Free or Die Radio.
Sneaky, feed the scum that lie beneath me. You speak so freely like I needed you instead of you need.
wasn't in it together. Did it so you could get better, so you could suck up some cheddar. Then say forget her, now get her. Now she's on to the next nerd. Keep flocking like a shepherd. You never was fair to me. Spend damn near every dime, cause you said that you care for me. But now where you at, nowhere. And the best part of me, don't even miss a time we shared. And I'm content that you're not here. All your soul still haven't reaped and you still giving more. Them years is time you can't rewind, it's best to let it go. Shit that your heart got to your mind and now he at your soul. It's hard to see you here, chasing after an illusion. That's all he feeds you as you digest more of yourself you're losing. That history y'all got, the excuse I hear you using. But that history ain't worth the cycle you keep choosing. That loss ain't yours if you cut him off. Your shoulders he was riding on, it's nothing to dust that off. Hopefully that day will come, you'll see you're better off. Without that stress, without that pain he constantly caused. Queen, he has yet to see, though within you possess that seed. That light once beamed, he dimmed and that hard to see. Love is blind when that truth becomes hard to see. But what he claimed is love ain't love, set yourself free.
We're back. That was Budding Roses.
Shout out Latia LaRock. You know, she really helped me with that song. We sat down. She wanted to learn the content of the song, what was the backstory about it, and she just did. She outshined me on my own song. That's what happened.
That's beautiful that you can admit that. But I mean, you both did your thing. I wouldn't. It doesn't have to be a competition like that.
But she really hit the heart with that.
Yes, that's dope that she did that for you, you know, put that into it. So, and beautiful voice, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thanks.
You're welcome. All right, so we're winding down here. What are you guys doing now? You dropped the album. What's next?
What is next?
Summer, like, what's the plan?
The plan is to just take it even higher. Because this summer, like I said, we brought a new face to TWHT. We're trying to bring another new face. I don't even know how. But, like, it's going to be dope. Trust me. We're trying to bring in, you know, new people, new singers mainly. We're trying to find some more rappers. but right now, I can only speak for myself. So I'm, you know, trying to make new beats. You know, I'm just pushing them out.
We're gonna get a new group, an addition to the family, which we always preach, which is why the program is 14 to 18 year old teens, but you're in it for life, and you can ask Tayshawn and Lotus, who will always still be around. It's just gonna be more people, expand the family, and expand the music, and any addition that anybody feels they have can feel free to hop on and join in.
Mm-hmm. And people that want to get in touch, it's at THHT fam, everything, right?
Pretty much.
Facebook, the Hip Hop Transformation. Big shout out to the Bridge Sound and Stage, mm-hmm. Archetype, Lightfoot. Those guys are the truth. The Cambridge Police Department as well. Of course, the Cambridge Community Center.
Mm-hmm.
Really amazing people and connections making this whole thing work.
Are you guys doing any performances?
Yeah, so if you keep up on our social media, we always post when performances are coming up and when and where and time and all that. So, you know, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, anything that you can reach out to, you can certainly follow along.
Right, and certainly I recently got in touch with another community service worker. So I think we're going to have a show or another collaboration with another, you know, youth services program sometime in the summer. So
that's what's up. There's a lot of cool stuff starting to bubble up. I think you guys kind of, from what I've seen, led the way a bit with that, and I'm starting to see the arts, as much as they're being cut in other places, it's good to see people that care about it, you know, that understand the importance, you know, push that. So you look like you really have something to say.
Yeah, because I feel like everybody's ignoring it. There's so many other great Boston artists that are out here, artists, articulate myself correctly.
Artists.
Yeah. There's so many great Boston artists that, I mean, me, myself, I'd love to have come just at least talk to the program. Like, anybody who would be willing, not even just Boston, but anywhere in the near metro area, something like that, like at least come talk, share your information, because we all have information that we could share back and forth. Like, you tell us a little something about this and we'll tell you what we're doing as a group. Like, teamwork wise we can help you, and independently wise they can help us.
I love that. We're all about that, so make sure you have Eric or Darren, or even any of you guys can all hit me up whenever. Let me know anything going on so we can blast it out and
definitely
help, because you know, we keep in touch with a lot of people too, so it's all about connecting the dots. You know, that you color in and it gets beautiful, right. So at THHT fam has all that. We'll share anything big you guys send our way. And you guys are still, are you working on stuff now, or are you kind of off?
Like, off season right now. Like, the main program, off season. Main program's usually from June to August. So
okay.
That's usually when the major stuff gets done. But of course, we're all independently working, like, on side projects.
Okay. Yeah,
I wish it wasn't the off season, to be honest, because I got a couple ideas, some stuff in the bank, you know.
So do you save it all for the summer? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely.
You save everything.
Yeah.
Like, once the summer comes, this collaboration is going to be crazy, because, like, we all have our side things right now. The weather's getting warmer, so I'm going to start recording new videos. You still working on your beat. Like, your beats are crazy. Man, y'all still writing.
Yeah.
Dude, like, when the summer comes, it's a wrap.
It's going to be crazy. This summer is about to be crazy. So we will definitely keep y'all in touch.
You remind me of my boy Frizz Will from Cambridge. He's really? So, yeah, he's so tuned into the seasons. It's always like, yo, man, once this winter's done, oh, man, I can feel it. Oh, man, it's going to be. It's like, all right, Frank, all right, yep. So that's what's up. I'm real excited. You guys got me fired up. So keep me in the loop with whatever's going on. I don't know what that is outside, but something. Like you said, summer's coming, right?
So, right.
Hope everyone's safe out there. But yeah, so we got, I need to let everyone know, anyone tuned in, submissions at lfodradio.com. Send us records. Keep it clean. That goes for you guys too, you know. You got to send it in. That's like the first step. And, you know, we're here to also help you grow in that process and stuff. So send us records, clean submissions at lfodradio.com. If you want advice on how to clean them and how to do it cheap, free, easy, etc., we can let you know how to do that. At LiveFreeODRadio on Twitter, at LFODRadio everywhere else. Hashtag 24 and 24. If you haven't heard that yet, you're sound asleep and you need to wake up. We'll be talking a lot more about that next week as well. 24 and 24, we got one more record from you guys. Okay. We got Cloudy Days. What's up with that?
That was John. You produced on it though, right?
I did.
He's not here right now, but it's one of the MCs, Quincy. Basically about hard times, challenging, persevering, and actually
all right.
Yeah,
before we play, do you guys want to shout out the other people that aren't here?
Because
usually you're mobbing,
John.
But we're light.
John, DZ, Casey, Kiana, Cyan, even some of the other producers, my
Akalu.
Man Gio, Akalu, Quest.
You got Akalu on the beat.
But am I missing anyone?
No.
Quam, Flash over there,
Kwame.
Darren.
Shout out Lotus.
Eric's here. You already know Lotus, Tayshaun, everybody.
Shout out Fern.
Fern. Yeah. Shout out Darren, founder of the program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And oh yeah, we already shouted out Whitey. Yeah, Officer Whitey.
What about?
Oh, hold up, we forgot Red Shade. Red Shade,
Latia, Lil Rock,
there's a lot of
Acrobatic, everybody, yeah.
Everybody, oh, Red Shade's that little Sabrina video, pretty dope. Also, LFOD Apparel front and center for the whole thing, so that was a nice surprise when I saw that. So,
I was about to watch it.
Kiara. All right, we're gonna get into this then. That Cloudy Days, which hopefully are in the past. Summer's here. It's gonna be nice and warm and beautiful. So this is Cloudy Days. This is the hip hop transformation. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio. We're back next week with Daniel Laurent, and 7 p.m. Live Free or Die.
Shout out JT. You already know. In my life, I've seen a lot of cloudy days, and that's why I chase this dream, just to take the pain away. People wanna know what's wrong, but I can't really say. And if I did, you wouldn't understand these problems anyways. Maybe I should go the street route, get a couple plays, and let you know why. Looking 911 like the KKK. I how my mother never loved me, but that's for a different day. I how my love behind it, and we condoling all this violence. People bugging, turning little brothers into some gunmen. Like Forrest Gump, you better run me. Then the boys come and your boys run. Offense is like a jump man. I'm 17, and I just wanna stop, man. I'm trying to go hard, cause people said I would be nothing. It's getting heavy, like the levees, they're trying to wet me. But I'm going day by day, moving steady. Want this money like the Eddies. Know some of my family don't respect me, but I'm asking God to protect me. And that's love, that's love, that's love, that's love, that's love. I wake up, and the pain, it still hurts. Cause I'm thinking about my dead homies that's down in that dirt. Some of them died from sickness, some of them got murked. But now the only thing I have is they face on a shirt. And when Cambridge lost sweets, that's a pain that still hurts. The type of feeling that will make you go insane or berserk. I say a couple prayers just to maintain it, it works. I say a couple prayers just to maintain it, it works. But I need an answer to why my bro had to